It's morning. My God. I tell you, sometimes I fail to understand this. It's morning again. Anyway, yeah, you see the title. You can carry the weight. Don't blame me. He said do it. Let's check it out. Hit my intro. So good morning. I tell you, I was so happy this morning. I want to thank all you guys for coming by, joining me, hanging out with me for a couple of minutes just to start your day. I'm your host, AJC, the Common Sense Christian, and we came here for another healthy helping of Christ, right? Anyway, so I was sitting around yesterday. And I was studying, and God was talking to me, and he actually changed what I was gonna say, because yesterday I said, you know, the title was "You Can Carry the Weight," and it was the actual heavy weight, right? Mm-hmm. But he told me something yesterday, and I said, you know what? You telling the truth, God. You telling the utmost truth right now. I was laughing about it, but anyway. Anyway, I want to thank everybody from Blog Talk Radio, everybody from Zeno FM, everybody that may be watching from wherever you are today. I wanted to say thank you and good morning. So as I'm sitting there thinking about all this stuff, I says, God, I said, what are you talking about? I said, what are we doing, right? Because he got to tell me what's going on. He got to tell me what I'm going to do. He got to tell me what's going to happen. So I'm like, God, what's going on? Why are we acting like this? So he made me laugh because he said to me, he said, it's nothing about the weight of a thing. It's the weight of a thing. I don't know about you guys, but when he said it, I was like blown away. He said, it's the weight we have a problem with. I said, okay. Anyway, listen, I'm going to show you some of the things we're talking about. See, when we had the COVID. Remember when COVID first came out? When COVID first came out, it wasn't the COVID. Of course, we was waiting on somebody to create something to combat COVID. We was waiting on it. We had to stay in the house. We had to stay 6 feet away. We had to wear masks. We was down for all that. It was just waiting for somebody to get to a point to be able to help us. Anyway, I was talking to him, and I said, listen, God, I said, talk to me a little bit about this weight. Tell me about this weight. Well, the problem with the weight is it's time-consuming. See, God make a promise to you, and then we got to wait for the promise to come to pass. Well, we believe the promise. We have faith in the promise. We understand the promise. But that wait in between... That wait in between him telling you what he's going to do and actually doing it, man, I tell you, I'll tell you something in a minute. That wait is amazing. That wait is crazy. Why is that wait amazing? Why is that wait crazy? Because you know what we do? We say, okay, this is the wait. And God gives us all these stuff. He tells us, you know, in your waiting, do this, or in your waiting, do that, or do this or that, sir, right? Now, we don't realize that weight that he's talking about is actually purifying us. It's actually perfecting us. It's actually helping us. The weight is a thing where we find that, hey, God, I need to change this about me. I need to change that about me. I need to do this. I need to do that. But we don't realize it until after we're in the weight, after we've already started going through that, after we, you know, it was so crazy because when he said it, I said, man, how can that be a problem? That's the problem. Let me break it down for you. Every trial that you've gone through in your life, you've gone through it before. Every trial, it may have came from a different person. It may have came a different way. But every trial that you've had in your life, you've gone through before. And part of our learning is just that, to go through a trial, get over it, and so we can realize this too shall pass. I can handle that. It's good. I'm good with that, right? That's the first thing. So as we're going through that trial, we take each trial different ways. That some trials we take and we be wired like babies. You know we do. We be like, man, I'm not. We're not doing that. That's not what we're doing today. and we go through that period where we just really like, man, I'm just God. What's going on? We can't do this. This ain't how it's supposed to be. Well, in fact, that is how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to go through that trial and say, God, I did it. It's past it. Bring your next one on. So when we bring your next one on, you say, oh, I remember seeing this before. I remember doing that. I remember this happening, or I remember that happening. And when it happens, you say, oh, if I do this or if I do that, I can go past it. We flip-flop to understand. See, we think that it's the weight of the trial. Oh, this thing is so heavy. So much is on my back. It's all just weighing me down. I got the weight of the world on my shoulders. No, you don't. Because your next door neighbor is going through the same thing you're going through. You know what? Let me tell you how I know. I know your next door neighbor going through the same thing because he's next door to you. He's next door to you. He ain't got $1 million. He ain't living in a mansion. He's next door to you. You sitting back there thinking you're the only one out here that got issues. You're the only one that got problems. You're the only one. You think you're the only one that got these things going on in your life? He's not. It's not just you. It's others out here going through the same thing you're going through. Only difference is they understand the weight. Let me help you with something. So let me help you with something. William Ellery Channing said, faith is love taking the form of aspiration. It's love taking the form of aspiration, right? So think about your faith, my faith. And I believe God for everything. I believe God. I mean, I trust God in everything. And I'm going to tell you why real quick. I had faith. I've always had some type of faith. But until I understood that my faith actually was a trigger to God's giving, once I realized that, it was over. It was a wrap. See, you don't realize it, right? But the more you believe God for, the more he'll give you. It's just that simple. I mean, I didn't believe God could do certain things or would give me certain things, or I was worthy of certain things, so I didn't ask him for it. But he said I became a new creature. Old things are passed away. So I'm a new creature. I got a new start, and all the things that I want while walking under him can be mine. So that stuff I was thinking that I couldn't have, God saying you can have it. You ain't catch it yet. Let me try something different. Okay. Let's try this. One day, I was helping a friend of mine move years ago, right? Man, I helped this guy move. And I had never seen a man with this many clothes. I mean, he wasn't a pastor, but he was in the church. He wasn't a pastor or whatever. But I had never seen a man with this many clothes. I'm talking about suits. Two-piece suits. I'm talking about sets. I'm talking about three-piece suits. I'm talking about every variety of suit, winter wear, summer wear. I'm talking about, and it's all hanging up. Like, I had never seen a man with a walk-in closet, right? And I'm like, wow, like I'm thinking to myself, why would you have a need for this? I'm helping him move, and then I'm looking at his shoes. Now, you know how they said he got sneakerheads? This guy had every kind of shoe, sandal, sneak. I mean, he didn't have no sneakers. He had sandals and shoes that you could have, soft. I mean, everything. And I was like, wow, what in the world? Why would you need that? So one day, I asked God. I said, God, can I have 10 suits? And before I knew it, I had 10 suits. Next thing you know, I said, God, can I have 15 suits. Before I knew it, I had 15 suits. Then I said, God, can I have enough suits to wear a different suit every day of the month. Well, long story short, I got to a certain point. I said, okay, God, we're going to go back on the suit a little bit because I ain't got no room for him now. But it's just that thing, that weight in between. Now, he didn't give them to me overnight. I accumulated them. But because I wanted them, he showed me where I could get them and which ones to get. How to do it, how to get them, how to say, God, thank you for them. So when people ask me, you know, about clothing and something like that, I say no. I say, I dress like this because God told me to dress like this. God told me to dress like that. But there was the wait between asking him for it and getting to it. That was the hard part. Once I asked him for it, he could show me how to get it. I just had to wait as I got to it. It wasn't that it was too much money. It wasn't that it was too this and too that. It was just the wait in between. See, because in between me asking him for it and me getting it, he had to purify my thoughts about it. He had to wash my mind of it. See, I couldn't buy all these things just to show off and say I got it. I had to show that I was separate from the people. I was separate from the world. See, I can be in the world without being of the world. He got to. It's the weekend, y'all. I'm ready to I'm having me a good time in the Lord. I'm not going to sit here and be mad and be angry and be fighting about none of that mess. I am happy about God today. Listen to me. If you understand that you can just get past that waiting period, if you can get past that holding period, if you can get past that period, it's at the end of that time. It's waiting on you. Listen. Joshua 1:9 says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and have good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Listen, strong and of good courage. You got to understand that it's an appointed time for you to get whatever it is you God got for you. But you got to go through some stuff to get there. You got to go through some twisting. You got to go through some hurting. You got to go through some crying. You got to do some things. There's some things going to happen to you before you get there. You want that car? Well, what you willing to sacrifice for that car? You want to get that big old house? What you willing to sacrifice to get that big old house? You know, my wife always makes me laugh, right? Because I love the color white. I mean, I love the color white. I mean, I love white. I love white. Because it signifies purity, and I just love white. Now, white don't love me. I'm going to tell you, white don't love me. I can wear white. If I have a white outfit on, I can wear that white outfit for one time, and then I got to put it in the closet for 6 months after I get it out of the cleaning. I got to put it in the closet, because otherwise, it ain't going to be white no more. And my wife will always tell me, she said, baby, you can be carrying some white up. I do out there white up. But I got so many things, so many beautiful things that I think is beautiful. Because I think everything God gave me is beautiful. But I have so many things that I want to wear that's white. And, you know, you got the winter white. You got the smoke white. You got the this white and that white. And I got a variety of things. But I thank God because I'm sitting there. And I'm waiting for that opportunity when I'm going to put some of that white on, where I can wear some of that white, when I can get that white on. And then if you see somebody else wear the white before you wear it, now I can't wear the white. Because they wore it already. They ain't going to think I forgot it up. And it's not the weight that's going your back. It's not the struggle that you're going through. It's not. You can do this thing. God already prepared you for that stuff. He already equipped you with the muscle to do that stuff with. It's the weight you got to deal with. It's that in-between. When he's scraping out the old, when he's pulling off those shells of lies and distortion and foolishness, when he's taking out you the things of this world so he can put on you the fight of his world. My God, my God. Listen, you think you're sitting in a holding pattern, then you keep going through the whole same thing over and over again. He didn't say you had to be still while you waited. He said you just had to wait. Listen, so much things have happened in my waiting periods from getting from A to point B to point C. So much stuff. My wife, a lot of times we have discussions. And in fact, you know, I'm waiting on too much. I'm waiting too long. It's like, you know, because we all want things right now. We want to have microwave. God, I want to be rich tomorrow. Boom, we want to be tomorrow coming right now. And that's how we are. We're in that microwave. I mean, you go to church. You get to church at 10. You want to be out by 11:15. Period. All that in-between stuff, they can cut it out, get me what I need, get me out of there. That's not how God meant it to be. It's not. And so what he did was he made it purposely for us to have to wait. We have to get training. So that he's going to give you a gift. He's going to give you whatever something you ask in Jesus' name. He's going to give it to you. But you have to be ready to get it. See, because if you're riding around in that Rolls Royce, you don't want it to be repossessed in a month. If you're rolling down and you got these all these diamonds and jewels on, he want to know that the diamonds and jewels you wear is not for you to be glorified, but for him to be glorified. So he has to wait to purify you over time. He got to let people talk about you so you can feel that scraping. He got to let people stab you in your back. So you can feel those darts when they hit you. Hot God. Somebody let me know. Somebody tell me if they've been through some stuff. Have you had some hurts? Have people you love and you really trusted just slap you in the head? And you didn't know why? That was God purifying you. Because he got something in store for you. See, the heavier the trial, the longer the wait, the better that. Oh, man. I don't want to preach at nobody. But when you go through that trial, that time, purification, that it has a purpose in your life. It strengthens you inside, internally, mentally, spiritually. It strengthens you. So that when you get that thing that God has been promising you, it don't go to your head. You don't make it your God instead of God your God. Listen, I don't know. It's just me. It's what God, me and God, that's why me and God talk to each other. That's how he has to explain stuff to me. So when you looked at the title and you said weight, what do I mean? I can carry the weight. You can carry the weight. The time from now to then, you can carry that. You can carry that patience. You can be patient through all the trials and tribulations. You can be patient through the hurts and pains. You can be patient. It feels like you can't be patient. It feels like you want to twist somebody. Like you want to twist it. You know how you feel sometimes when somebody says something. You just want to give them a piece of your mind, and God tell you, don't you open your mouth. That's because you ain't got much mind left to open. To give him a piece of it. You better keep a little mind. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But understand something. God is wise above all you could ever ask or think. He is wise. He understands exactly what you're going through. He knows the problems that you think you're facing, because they're really not problems. They're just situations you haven't fixed yet, you haven't gone through. You know, he can show you how to save more money. He can show you how to manage your money better. He can show you how to talk to your kids. He can show you how to deal with the people in your job. He can show you how to that and have you so blessed in your spirit that you'll never know what happened. It's my last thing. So have you ever had a job where you just got one person on your, there's somebody on your job that rubbed you the wrong way? It's something about that person on your job. I don't care what they say. It's like when they speak to you, it's like nails on a chalkboard. It just engage your spirit. And it seems like every time they say something to you, it's just like, oh, my God, this person is just God. Can make that person your friend. God can make that person like you even when you don't like them. God can show you a way that you can work with that person and excel even the more. I've been there. Now, at the beginning, I had to deal, God was just, shut up. And I had to deal with the mouth. I had to deal with the issues. I had to deal with that stuff. But at a certain point, the tides turned. I didn't even know when it had happened. I used to come into work. I say, good morning. This person wouldn't even open their mouth. How you doing today? Still nothing. Right? Walk by. I tell you. Everything I figured, God gave me, during that time, God gave me that scripture that it talks about how they're fighting God. They're not fighting me. That the warfare is not for me. It's for God. Something, I forget the scripture. My wife is going to say something about that anyway, right? She goes, believe me, I love her for it. But I waited. And even though she wouldn't speak to me, I kept speaking to her. She would talk conversations all around me, wouldn't talk to me. Because when I was speaking about God and things like that. She didn't want to hear that mess. She was against it. Oh, bump you. That's because she was going through some stuff in her life. I found that out later. But at some point, that thing that wouldn't make her talk to me at all, they came to me, and they started talking. And from that day on today to I never saw him again, we was talking. We wasn't best buddies, but we should have civil conversations. And it made my job that much easier because we came to that point. But it was the wait in between me being mad and you being that person being rude, and I was ready to go. You can open your mouth. Ain't nobody said never, and I had never done anything to that person. But it was just the wait. But I realized that once he opened that window up. Once he opened that door, once he released whatever was bonding that person at the time, oh, I couldn't shut. I couldn't shut that person up. Every time I turned around, I was thinking the clouds, man, maybe I shouldn't have said nothing to you in the first place. Maybe I should have left it alone. But that's how God to do. Listen, I had a poem for you today. But I don't think we need it. I think God said all he's going to say. God did all he wanted to do today. He didn't had his words. He didn't say his stuff. He didn't did what he wanted to do. So we're not even going to go into the poem today. I'm just going to say to you that it's not the weight of the world. It's the weight between your beginning and your end. If you can stand that weight, if you can stand that period of time, if you can stand the trials that come in between, then the glory at the end is going to be great. You see this? That right there is the sun above my head. And over my shoulder is the woman of my life. When I look out there in the world and I see my God shining up above and I see the smile on her face, I can say, I can make it. I can make it one more day. It's hard right now. But I can make it one more day. Things ain't going my way, but I can make it one more day. But my car acting up, but I can make it one more day. The gas prices is astronomical, but I can make it one more day. Because I can see my God. I can see my glory. I can see the joy of the Lord in my spirit. So I can make it one more day. You can make it one more day. It's just the way. It's a time. You learn how to spend your time with God. So that weight, I'll be quicker than you know it. Look, I'm your host, AJC, your Common Sense Christian. I want to tell you today to enjoy your weekend. Have a wonderful weekend like never before. Be safe out there. We're supposed to be 90 degrees for the next 3 days. Please, people, understand 90 degrees ain't no joke. You got to be ready for that. And by all means, wherever you go, take God with you. I'm your host. I'll holler at you. Be blessed.